It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
If you leave school and do not know how to read and write, it follows you will not have much of a career, maybe even a job. If you do not look after your health, well, any career or job might be short-lived. For example, if you love to smoke a cigarette, enjoy drinking alcohol regularly, do not exercise, eat lots of salty and sugary foods, you might join an estimated 700 Barbadians who have a stroke every day. At least that's what doctors are telling us. And we have been told just 10% of those persons who have a stroke recover completely. Concerns of the impact of strokes locally, ways to avoid having a stroke, and approaches to rehabilitation were presented recently at the inaugural 2024 Stroke Symposium organized by the Barbados Physical Therapy Association. The theme was the holistic approach to stroke management and prevention. Addressing a packed audience at the National Union of Public Workers headquarters at Dalkey, Acting Senior Medical Officer of Health, Non-Communicable Disease, Dr. Elizabeth Mandeville, noted that in Barbados, approximately 13.6% of deaths are attributed to strokes or cerebral vascular accidents, which translates to 384 persons per year. She said, Barbados is ranked as 119th country in the world in regards to the number of deaths caused by strokes. According to Dr. Mandeville, non-communicable disease management for the most part is both affordable and achievable. Her urging is act now. Dr. Mandeville says current efforts to address non-communicable diseases like diabetes and high blood pressure are not enough to reach the sustainable development goal of 1/3 reduction in NCT premature mortality by 2030. Dr. Mandeville said the Caribbean faces a looming threat posed by NCDs and climate change. In noting the annual trigger of 700 strokes, physiotherapist Dr. Melissa Walcott-Poisey said rehabilitation does not happen easily and no strokes are alike. Nursing officer Dr. Christine King said an acute stroke is treated by the Queen Elizabeth Hospital like a gunshot wound. That's because time is of the essence. She notes that it is important that a patient receive medical attention within 3 and 4.5 hours, which starts with the arrival of an ambulance. Medical doctor Dr. Kristen Curtin said the first 30 days of a stroke are critical to prevent another stroke. Stress management, we are told, is actually a major part of holistic management. In brief presentations, patients Leticia Eversley and Adrian Harding encourage fellow stroke patients to encourage and recognize that in their children, they have reasons to pursue getting well. President of the Barbados Physical Therapy Association, Dr. Stacey Boyce, told Blockchain Business, physiotherapists are noting that a younger generation of persons are having strokes and persons are having repeated strokes. Today we thank the Barbados Physical Therapy Association for their volunteer efforts to keep us far away from having a stroke. Now, where is that bicycle pump? If you found this edition of Blockchain Business to be informative, do note that our growing audience of Voice of Barbados look forward to an association as an advertiser with the Starcom network of stations. And if you gain knowledge and information usually not found anywhere else, do join us every Friday and Monday afternoon at 5 p.m. for more, much, much more on The Voice of Barbados.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.